Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Protesters in New York become more determined to stay as the city government asks them to leave. When does the protest cross over the line into movement? Maybe it's today, Friday, October 14th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
It's 6 a.m. in New York City, and, you know, John, they say, we have people down at the Occupy Wall Street protest, they say it's huge crowds, very loud this morning.
Well, we're going there live. Good morning, Celeste.
We're going to update you on what's happening with New York's Zuccotti Park as police and protesters brace for a showdown there. Later on, we'll talk about a small conservative group that's protesting the Wall Street protests. But here's what you're talking about. Groovepin in Oregon posted this at our website. This Occupy Wall Street movement was never going to be small. Get corporations out of our government. Corporations are not the people. We are.
Give us your views at 8778-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org. Let's begin with the headlines we're following. New York City police say it's just a cleanup, but Occupy Wall Street protesters say it may be an effort to shut them down. City officials want to clear out that park where protesters in Lower Manhattan have been camped out over the past month, saying they need to clean the place up. Joining us now live from that park and the protest zone is Ben Johnson, Takeaway Digital Editor. Good morning, Ben. What are you seeing around you?
Good morning, guys. You'll remember about 4 days ago we came here and it was pretty sleepy. There were about 700 people sleeping in the park. Well, this morning, the scene is totally different. There are several thousand people here already. There's a large police presence and, you know, as you might guess, a large press presence. And, yeah, you know, every 60 seconds or so, a huge cheer goes up. Nobody seems to be planning on going anywhere this morning.
So whatever the police's intentions are, this is being framed as something of a confrontation between protesters and authorities in Lower Manhattan. Is that right, Ben?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, as I walked through the park, you know, there were a few people sleeping, but most people were up. There was a, they were serving breakfast at the kitchen area, and there was a real buzz, you know, sort of around, and you could sort of see people preparing for confrontation, and there were people, organizers walking around the park, giving out numbers to the Lawyers Guild. There were sort of police bracing and asking people to move into the park. People are sort of a little more penned in. There are more barricades up this morning. There's a police tower. It's a very different scene than it was a few days ago.
And rain and storms in the forecast for today. We will keep you updated all morning long. That's Ben Johnson, Takeaway Digital Editor at the site of the Occupy Wall Street protests in Lower Manhattan.
It's a similar situation in Colorado near the state capitol where hundreds of Occupy Denver protesters have gathered. Police there warned they would start clearing the park overnight. Protesters are expecting a showdown there any minute. A hedge fund billionaire at the center of the largest insider trading case in U.S. history has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. It's the longest ever term handed out for that crime. Galleon Group hedge fund founder Raj Rajaratnam was fined $10 million in order to forfeit another $54 million. And President Obama and South Korea's president head to Detroit today to visit a General Motors assembly plant. The trip is designed to showcase Congress's approval of a major trade agreement between the two countries.
President has also pledged tougher sanctions on Iran after presenting that evidence that Iranian officials were complicit in an alleged plot to kill a Saudi diplomat in the U.S. The United Nations says the death toll in Syria after 7 months of anti-government unrest now tops 3,000. And Google's profits jumped 26% last quarter. The company's shares are now trading near $600.
Here in the U.S., retail giant Gap plans to shut more than a fifth of its American stores over the next 2 years. That's about 200 stores in all. Standard & Poor's has downgraded its long-term debt rating on Spain. And in Greece, Traffic around Athens snarled as public transport workers strike for the second day because of austerity measures designed to prevent a default. Asian markets are mostly down. European indices are up, though, and futures are up quite a bit. Dow futures up about 100 points. The Dow will start at 11,478, the S&P at 1,203, the NASDAQ at 2620. Coming up this morning, we are the 99%. That's the phrase that's being used as a rallying cry at Zuccotti Park in New York City, along with the other protests around the country. We're going to talk about a small, I don't know if you'd call it a counter movement. It's a blog called We Are the 53%, the 53% of Americans who pay taxes. First, we'll give you an update on the protests, though, from Wall Street and around the country with the New York Times' Nick Kristoff.